Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 135, The Cheerful Giver. Each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. Sit with that last line for just a moment. God loves a cheerful giver, not tolerates, not accepts, loves. That is a striking claim, and it deserves to be opened all the way up. Paul begins with a heart, as he has decided in his heart. Real giving, giving that God sees and honors, doesn't misstart when the moment comes and the need is pressing, and someone's eyes are on you. It starts long before that, in the quiet, in the private space between you and God, where there's no audience and no pressure. It is a decision you settle freely, fully yours. That is what God is after. And notice what Paul rules out. He rules out reluctance. That Greek word pictures a heart that gives, but does so with a kind of grief, a tightness inside. And he rules out compulsion, giving because you felt cornered, because it would have looked bad to say no, because someone worked on you until you caved. God does not need your resources. God wants your heart, and a pressured heart is not a surrendered one. Then comes the center of this verse, cheerfulness. The Greek word is hilaros. Yes, the root of our word hilarious. A joy that spills over. A delight that can't be contained. And God delights in that person. The cheerfulness isn't decoration on the gift. The cheerfulness is the gift inside the gift. It is what transforms giving from a transaction into an act of worship. Now maybe you're thinking, that's just not me. I'm not wired that way. Outwardly joyful, openly exuberant. I understand that. But Paul tells us where cheerfulness comes from, and it is not a personality type. It grows from memory. It grows from stopping, honestly stopping, and remembering how much grace you have received, how much mercy found you in your hardest seasons, how much was given to you that you never earned. When you hold that before God with honesty, giving stops feeling like loss. It becomes response. It becomes gratitude with legs on it. And there's one more thing Paul lays down, just one verse before this one. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. Generosity doesn't only express your faith. It sets the size of the field. A life that is open, generous, and trusting in God becomes fertile ground for what God wants to do. This is not a prosperity promise. It is the logic of the kingdom. An open hand creates room for God to work. So today, my friend, I am not leaving you with a warm feeling and no direction. Before breakfast, before the day gets loud and the moment passes, sit down and decide one specific gift for this week. Not vague, specific. The amount, the person, the cause, the need you're going to meet, the day you're going to act. Write it down, and beside it, write a thank you to God, one line, two lines, naming a grace you've received. Let gratitude be the soil where that seed falls. Do it now, while this word is still warm in you. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.